August 30th through September 5th. Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 94 through 97. For the Salvation of Zion. How can you best help class members desire to receive the blessings promised in Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 94 through 97? Invite sharing. Perhaps class members could share something they found in Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 94 through 97 that inspires them to go to the temple more often. Or they could share other messages that inspired them as they read these sections. Teach the doctrine. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 95, verse 8, and Section 97, verses 10 through 17. In the temple, God blesses His people. How might you use the truths taught in Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 95 and 97, to inspire class members to seek the blessings of the temple more diligently? One way is to place a picture of the temple in the center of the board and ask class members why they think the Lord instructs His saints to build temples. Class members could look for a few answers in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 95, verse 8, and Section 97, verses 10 through 17, and write what they find on the board around the picture of the temple. They can find additional answers in Why Latter-day Saints Build Temples, found at temples.churchofjesuschrist.org. How have these purposes been fulfilled in our lives? How can we make the temple a more important part of our lives? The church provides multiple resources that teach about temples. Consider how you might use some of them to enrich a class discussion about Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 95 and 97, and inspire class members to seek temple blessings more diligently. For example, before class, you could invite a few class members to review the resources at temples.churchofjesuschrist.org or Temples of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, special issue of the Ensign or Liahona, October 2010. Ask these class members to come prepared to share something they learned that supports the teachings in Sections 95 and 97. If you teach youth, you can invite them to read Making the Temple a Part of Your Life in Temples of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, pages 77 and 78, and share how they make the temple a priority in their lives. The videos Two Apostles Lead a Virtual Tour of the Rome, Italy Temple and Temples, found at churchofjesuschrist.org, can help those who are preparing to go to the temple. You could also sing together a hymn about temples and discuss what it teaches. See the topics index in Hymns. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 97, verses 8 and 9. We can be accepted of the Lord. What do we learn from Doctrine and Covenants, Section 97, verse 8, about what it means to be accepted of the Lord? How is that different from the ways we sometimes seek acceptance in the world? What blessings are promised in verse 9 to those who are accepted of the Lord? Class members could also review Elder Eric W. Kopischke's message, Being Accepted of the Lord. See Ensign or Liahona, May 2013, and share how it helps them understand these verses. The statement in Additional Resources includes Elder Kopischke's invitation to seek the Lord's acceptance in our lives. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 97, verses 18 through 28. Zion is the pure in heart. To help your class members think about what Zion is, you might write on the board, What is Zion? And invite them to look for answers in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 97, verse 19 and 21. See also Moses, chapter 7, verse 18, and Gospel Topics, Zion. Found at topics.churchofjesuschrist.org. It might be helpful to discuss how the Savior helps us become pure in heart. What do we feel inspired to do to build Zion in our lives, in our ward or branch, in our community? The Lord taught about Zion after first commanding the saints to build a temple for the salvation of Zion, See Doctrine and Covenants, section 97, verse 12, and verses 18 through 28. Why is the temple an important part of building Zion? How are the promises the Lord made about Zion in verses 18 through 28 being fulfilled in our day? Additional resources. Being accepted of the Lord. Referring to the simple pattern taught in Doctrine and Covenants, section 97, verse 8, Elder Eric W. Kopischke taught, quote, "Seeking and receiving the acceptance of the Lord will lead to the knowledge that we are chosen and blessed by Him. We will gain increased confidence that He will lead us and direct us for good. His tender mercies will become evident in our hearts, in our lives, and in our families. With all my heart, I invite you to seek the Lord's acceptance and enjoy His promised blessings. As we follow the simple pattern the Lord has laid out, we will come to know that we are accepted of Him, regardless of our position, status, or mortal limitations." End quote. See Being Accepted of the Lord, Ensign or Liahona, May 2013. Improving Our Teaching. Get to know those you teach. Each person you teach has unique experiences, perspectives, and talents. Pray to know how each person's contributions can be a blessing to the entire class. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 7.